Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Always a pleasure, John, especially when Judy is here.
When Judy's here, it's just perfect. It just flows so nice, and it flies. We're in the last segment already. It'll be an hour. And she's just a wealth of information and willing to share. There's two things I want to talk about in this last segment. And one is the Disability Advisory Committee, which is so important and so significant. And then, as I said in the beginning of the show, the AAA bond rating that Judy has attained for the town and maintained during this terrible time. And that's very, very significant. So we'll start with the disability, Judy.
So a few years back, we started a Disability Advisory Committee, and it's been really an honor to work with the members of the committee, and it's comprised of residents who have adult children with individual disabilities, as well as some of the young people who have those disabilities themselves. And we discussed and worked on a large range of things. One of the first things that we accomplished was it became apparent that transportation was an issue, because the bus service that was available to those with individual disabilities through Nice Bus just wasn't doing the trick. People would be waiting, whether it was at their job or to go to a job, really for way too long. And so we very quickly were able to, because we had the model in place, fold in the individuals with disabilities into our Project Independence Taxi program, so that those with disabilities are able to get the same thing, free taxi rides for them. And if they have an aide, with their aide for food shopping, medical taxis at very reduced rates for medical appointments. And now, of course, you know, at no rate, you know, those fees have been waived. But one of the things that became clear when we were discussing some of the challenges that the members of the committee were facing were the difficulty in having these individuals be able to stay in their home or in their hometown. So that, you know, there are some who, some individuals who might find that a group home is a great alternative, and for some it is, but for many others, and I'm thinking, you know, in particular of one of our committee members, talked about her daughter who's living, you know, at home with them, and really just a wonderful young woman, but who needs help, and they want their daughter to be able to stay in the home with, you know, with an aide or that whatever you know. Help they might need. The problem is that the home wants, you know, and that's the greatest fear, is of what's going to happen to my child. And, you know, your child is your child, whether they're 2 years old or 45 years old. What's going to happen to my child when I'm no longer here? And there's a great concern that if a sibling owns the home and the individual lives now in the home that they've grown up in, that sibling is now going to be paying property tax for their own home, as well as this enormous property tax on the home that the individual with the disabilities is living in. And it seems unfair, because by living independently, it is saving the state so much money, because all the things that are provided for by the family are, in fact, not being provided by the state, and they're living independently. It's a much better life. So we're trying to work with our state representatives. We just actually had a meeting with our with the Nassau County Department of Assessment, and Charlie Berman is a receiver of taxes, to talk about what things can be done to help in situations like this. And basically, it comes down to needing state legislation. So we're in the process of wanting to meet with our state representatives just to see what, to find affordable ways that individuals with disabilities can continue to live and thrive in their home communities. You know, one of the, and here to me, this is like such a disturbing story, was there was someone who needed to be placed in a group home. And in fact, they were told, and I thought rather heartlessly, that they needed to go to a home that was up in Albany. So you're taking somebody who's grown up in a neighborhood in North Hempstead, whose family lives here, whose contacts are here, whose interaction, whose friends, whose everyday life is centered here. Why would you then remove them from the place that they lived all their lives, that they, in so many cases, are productive, wonderful members of our community? It just seems wrong to then have them uprooted to go someplace else. So the great focus this year that we've had is what we can do to make sure that there are affordable ways for individuals with disabilities to be able to stay either in their homes or in their home community.
You know what? You say it, Otto. I mean,
no, it's great. I mean, what was it, Jackie Scheckman and Great Neck?
That's what I was talking about, but okay.
well, she was on the advisory committee and the newsletter and radio thing, and I remember talking with her about that, and we were on the radio together actually with her grandchildren. But you know, there's a lot of people have a lot of stuff going on, and they deserve to be helped. You know, they didn't ask to be put there, but they have to react and respond. And I think it's great that the town is trying to support those people.
And we are. It's you know what? You hear me say it all the time. We're a family here in North Hempstead, and we need to be here for each other. And this is just another way of trying to be here, you know, for each other. You know, there are so many different situations. Someone bought a home and three families are involved with their adult children living in it. But, you know, again, all the onerous taxes and things that they are having to deal with. You know, we have veteran tax exemptions. We have senior citizen tax exemptions. It seems rather odd that if someone has disabilities and is able to live independently, that there's not something done in that vein as well. And that's what we're fighting for.
I just want to jump in, because I want to go to AAA rating, but I want to jump in with the fact that when you listen to Judy talk about this, you're listening to the town supervisor, but you're also listening to a mother, a wife, a friend, somebody who actually cares. And that's the most important thing, because, and I don't mean anybody could do what Judy's doing from a supervisory point of view, because she's tremendous, but she does it with heart. That is unusual. You know, it's not just here's a number, cross it out. She's looking how to help anybody. And that always just amazes me. And it's so true. And I compliment you, Judy, and I thank you so much for that, because the amount of lives that you were changing, because somebody realizes somebody gives a damn within government, is just staggering. And you're doing it with a AAA bond rating.
Yes, we are. So I'm the face of it, but you know, I am blessed. We have a town council that's phenomenal. We have townwide elected officials that are caring, who are devoting their lives. And I think that people sometimes don't understand how, I'm so glad to see you drinking. Don't understand how this is a team, and that the only way we can get things done is that we're working together with that common goal. And that's to try to do the best that we can to represent the people in the town of North Hempstead. Are we gonna make mistakes? Yeah. You know, is everything gonna be perfect? No. But is it going to be done with the best of intentions and with the idea to do the best that we can? A resounding yes.
Will you please everyone?
Never.
No. Impossible.
Can't give up time. Every day is another day to try to do your best.
The saying I said once when I read about it, and I don't know whether it was introducing Judy or somebody, is Ed Koch years ago said, if you agree with me on 9 out of 12 issues, then vote for me. If you agree with me for 12 out of 12, you need a psychiatrist. And it's the truth. Everybody can't agree with everything. It's impossible. But if you go with a majority, then you're very lucky.
Absolutely. Without a question. And that's, you know, again, so much of the bickering that you hear about in other municipalities, you really don't find in North Hempstead. If you come to our town board meetings, you will see people working together. And not that everybody agrees all the time, but if it's disagreement, it's disagreement with respect. And there's always got to be that opportunity for dialogue, because that's how you learn.
Perfect. We only have a few minutes more. I don't mean the biggest thing. The biggest thing is touching the hearts of people that you've done. But from a financial perspective, achieving and maintaining the AAA while everything else is going on around you is just tremendous.
Thank you.
And so, I just want you to touch on that.
So we are very proud. The first time the town received a AAA bond rating actually was, I said this sounds like a little boasting, but was, you know, in my administration. And it didn't start out that way. We were AA with a positive, with a stable outlook, and it was AA with a positive outlook. And I remember saying, well, the goal is to be AAA, and always thinking to myself, that's never going to happen. But it did. And it's something that once we got it, we've maintained it. It's been reconfirmed 10 times now, and recently in March. So with all of the stresses and challenges that have gone on with COVID, Moody's has still ascertained that we are running a fiscally conservative budget, that we're doing the things that we need to do to have their confidence. And so that's something that I am very proud of. And you know, John, you touched on it. There are many municipalities that are facing difficulty because
dire.
Yeah. So we're always careful to balance our budget. And, you know, since I've been here, we've not ever gone, in terms of taxes, have never gone above the tax cap. So we're constantly trying to balance the need for budgetary reduction while making sure that we're continuing to provide the essential services and the infrastructure improvements throughout the town. And that's what we've done. And we've also been very proactive in our approach to debt management. We've refinanced existing tax exempt bonds to a lower interest rate, and that resulted in the savings of about $1.5 million for North Hempstead taxpayers over the course of the next 12 years. And so we are always looking for these kinds of opportunities. Our department heads, our commissioners, our directors all know that it's not just a free for all, that there's a budget, that you need to stay in the budget, and that during trying times, you need to be really, you know, making sure that everything is spent very close to the vest. Again, the importance of that is when you get a AAA bond rating, it means that when you do go out to bond and all the different, and we didn't even get to talk about the different capital improvements that we're going to be making, but all of that is funded through bonds as the correct way to do it. When you have a AAA bond rating, the interest on your bond is far less than if you had a less advantageous bond rating. So, you know, and another, along with the AAA bond rating is something that I always point to with great pride, is our fiscal stress number. So our great, and I say great, New York State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli will put out a stress score for all the municipalities. North Hempstead's stress score is 1.7%, which is one of the lowest of any town on Long Island. You have other municipalities whose stress score is 70%, 80%. Is that Laura Common?
Yep.
Oh.
Today's Ladies' Day.
It is. The best county executive. But anyhow, so, you know, all of that points to
the best town supervisor.
Points to the fact that our North Hempstead government is in sound fiscal shape, and that is while providing all the different services and amenities that we do. We didn't even go into all the stuff that we did.
Oh, there's so much. You got to have to come back. But also, Judy puts up the budget for a vote before the election.
Yes.
That was a big deal. So if you didn't like it, you didn't have to vote for her 2 weeks later or whenever the votes.
Or whoever was running, because it was all, I always believed that transparency is so important. And, you know, you would see, you know, municipalities put out a budget and, you know, there'd be an election and somehow after the election, oh, they had to raise it, you know, the
I, exactly. It's cute.
Yeah. But we don't do that.
Nevertheless, our time is up. An hour has flown by as usual with our supervisor. Thank you, Judy, so very, very much. And we will talk soon. And we'll have Judy back on maybe in the beginning of the summer. And hopefully there'll be events going on at the beach, etc. But we'll talk about that then. Have a great day, Judy. Thank you so much.
Okay. Love, John. Love all of you. And I just want to say, please continue to wash your hands, wear your mask. Social distance. If you haven't gotten the vaccine, get it. Our county executive is doing a great job in trying to make sure that it's available in all different places and in North Hempstead. So thank you. It's been, I can't believe it's an hour. It's such.
I know, it flies. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.